Sunshine FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 28th of March. It is 7:18, 33 degrees on our way to 54 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by SOS Executive Director Connie Cahoon is under the big top, is just a couple of days away. Connie, good morning. How are you?
I'm great this morning. I mean, this is a big week for us, and I'm excited.
Well, you should be, especially with the news that came out, I think it was late yesterday morning or early afternoon, that Hopapalooza is officially sold out.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now, having said that, I've had a couple people that weren't able to come, so I probably could fit in two more people, maybe four. So while all the VIP tables are sold, and for the most part we're sold out, but if you really want to get in, I could get you two to four people in. So we're very excited about that.
All right. So if you're one of those two or four out there, how can they get signed in, Connie?
I think the best thing to do would be to call me, 343-8799. That's our work phone, SOS work phone. And so just call that number, and I'll tell you how to do it so we can make sure we get you in without any questions.
Why is it so important here, Connie, for this particular event to sell out?
I think it's so important because we have got word that grants will be going down. Some federal grants. One of our biggest grants that we get annually is going to be cut by 40% this next year. And so I think we have to be prepared to go into almost a recession for SOS to make sure that we are able to provide services at the level that we're currently doing so. Right now we're really desperate for cost of volunteers, and we have to have staff to be able to train those costs of recruit them, train them, get them with the case, and then help them with court reports, that type of thing. So I think it's vital to the work that we do.
And a lot of work you do, Connie, here at SOS and the beautiful SOS facility on C of E Drive. So how many people do you have working here?
We have about 26 full-time people, is what we say. And then we have, you know, so altogether we have 50 employees, basically, and that's part-time and full-time. We have four that do not work here in this building. The rest of us do work here. Not all of us are full-time, but so 50 with everybody, though.
So, and talk about, all the branches on the SOS tree that you provide here.
Absolutely. So crisis services is probably what we're most known for. The domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, human trafficking, that branch where they'll provide protection orders, help you figure out how to navigate life as it is now. You know, sometimes people have to leave home. Sometimes they are able to stay, and we'll help them with safety planning for them and their children. Then we have our CASA program, which is court-appointed special advocate, who are the voice for the kiddos in the court system who are child in need of care cases. And so those kiddos deserve a voice. And right now we're serving probably 30% of the kids. So there's 70% of those kids out there that need a voice and deserve a voice. You know, it's instead of he said, she said, this is somebody that becomes a professional trained by staff here and backed up by staff to be able to be that voice in that court system for that kiddo and tell the court what is the best interest of that kiddo. So that's really, really important, and we're missing the boat on that right now. You know, it is a little bit of a trying volunteer position, but you can really make a lifelong difference in that kiddo's life.
How much time is generally should potential CASA volunteers expect to maybe set aside per week or per month in order to really give the kid the best really services that are possible?
At the very beginning, it probably will take you 12 hours 15 hours maybe for the first couple months, and then anywhere from 6 to 8, depending on if you have a court report due. If you don't have a court report due, you know, you could probably do it in 5 or 6 hours. It's basically touching base with all those involved in the case. So it isn't tons of time. We help write those court reports. We help you make suggestions. We help you learn. We're here to back you up in every way we can so that we can make sure that that kiddo is safe and healthy and happy for the rest of their life.
So how long does the training process take?
It is a 30-hour training process. Part of that is on your own, 15 hours on your own, and then 15 hours classroom, and we're doing that by Zoom right now. I don't know if they're doing some of that in person quite yet, but we're trying to make life easy for everybody and meet our volunteers where they're at. So you do half of it on your own, half of it in person, and it really is, I've taken the training myself, and it's very well done.
How many, kids do you have right now that are currently served by CASA volunteers, and how many do you have that aren't being served by CASA volunteers right now? Or really, how many volunteers do you need?
Yeah, we could probably 20, 25. Here's the deal. Last year we served 58 kiddos. We normally serve close to 100 a year. So, and some of those are family groups. So it could be, it could be 2 or 3 or 4 in a family group. So it's really hard to tell. And since we don't get to see, I don't get to see all of the cases. My staff does. We still know that there are quite a few kiddos out there that deserve a CASA and are in desperate need of one.
If people would like more information on CASA here at SOS, how can they find that?
Call my staff, 343. Oh, that's terrible. I can't even find the phone number right now.
Okay.
Just call me, 343-8799, and
Connie.
I'll tell you. Call me. Yes, I am so sorry. Obviously, I'm not real prepared. I'm Hopapalooza on my mind this morning.
Well, and I understand why. It's just a couple of days away, and
yes,
this will be at the Boyer Community Building. Cocktail starting at 5:30, so everything's set to go then, Connie?
Everything's set to go. We're in great shape. I do want to let people know that next month is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and so we have a couple things going on in Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So we're going to be doing an event on April 25th from 10 to 11 about maternal health to aid in childhood abuse prevention. And then we're going to be doing Take Back the Night for Sexual Assault. It's an event we do on campus every year, and this year we are fortunate to have Janice Campaign coming in, and then ESU graduate Emily Steimel. They'll be coming in presenting from 6 to 8. That's free and open to the public, and it basically teaches people how to be upstanders in our community. So we're really excited about that possibility.
All right.
I do have that CASA phone number.
Yes,
so
go ahead.
343-2744.
All right. Connie, anything else that you wanted to bring up here, either about Hopapalooza, your grant situation, or the need for CASA volunteers here this morning?
No, I just want to thank our community because we're so fortunate to have a wonderful community. And when we call for a need, whether it's, for stuff to fill a client's home or CASA kids going to baseball camp or something and needing some funds, our community is great at stepping up. And so we just hope we can get some more people to step up to be a CASA with us. But otherwise, thank you so very, very much for your time and all that you do for us.
Well, before we let you go, one more thing leading up to the big Hopapalooza event Friday night at the Boyer Community Building. How pleased were you with the Heroes for Hope campaign recently concluded?
Oh, I'm so happy. We raised $39,470, and I just, that will help us in a long way towards making sure we continue to be able to employ all the staff that we need to continue at the level. So I'm very, very excited. Oh, they just did magnificent. I mean, they were so creative and so kind and so really out there for people to learn more about SOS with, and they just did a magnificent job.
Well,
and we'll be celebrating them on Friday night as well, a few of those.
Yeah, and
good deal.
Those in attendance, going to be a lot of fun because SOS has a great auction lined up. And
yes.
a lot of fun stuff, and let's raise a lot of money for SOS coming up on Friday night. Connie, thank you so much.
Thanks, Connie.
Get on our website if you want to know what's on the auction block. So thank you so very much for your time and everything you do.
Thanks, Connie. Have a good day.
Take care.
Yeah, SOS Executive Director Connie Cahoon on our primetime Newsmaker, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots, Well, you're going to have to wait until at least April 6th. That's our first available date. April 7th is also open. And at least one date's already claimed later in April. So give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Our newsmaker guest tomorrow is Four Rivers Electric Cooperative General Manager Dennis Swanis. We're talking about an inspection project taking place at the Thunderbird Station. We're also going to review the annual meeting and talk about other upcoming work for Four Rivers Electric Cooperative coming up for the Newsmaker segment tomorrow.
And our Newsmaker Primetime Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. 728, 34 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
We're for people with plans, whatever they are. We all love to dream bigger, brighter, and always better. At Emporia State Federal Credit